No question that the gaps of all kinds are widening in this country. Increasingly, Americans socialize with, worship alongside, even date only people who share their ideology. Only thing many Americans seem to be able to agree on is that B.J. Liederman writes our theme music. Talking across this divide can be hard, but there's one group of professionals that has a long history helping people find common ground, marriage and family therapists. WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports on how one organization is applying their techniques to politics.
In the rough-hewn parlor of a creaky 19th-century farmhouse just outside Nashville, 13 people are sitting in a pair of concentric circles.
Don't look at them. Talk to them. We'll just talk among ourselves.
Six reds, or conservatives, are in the middle. On the outside sit seven blues, or liberals.
That those of you who are in the blue group, your job is to listen and learn something here.
Bill Doherty, a Minnesota-based marriage and family therapist, leads this exercise. He challenges the red group to name some of the things about their fellow conservatives that bug them.
Okay, I'll throw out a name, then Trump.
The
populist side doesn't necessarily equate to conservatism.
Well, it doesn't.
Over the next 10 minutes, they also list anti-government radicals, people who are religiously intolerant, and media that seems slavish to the president.
It's like watching a reality show.
The left-leaning blues in the outer ring silently take notes. This exercise is called a fishbowl. It's been used in group therapy sessions for decades. Outside the room, Doherty explains the idea.
They're just talking to each other. And so it's a chance to kind of eavesdrop on a group you'd never have a chance to do before. And then you get some things out of that you can't get any other way.
The fishbowl is one part of a day-long workshop. Participants also discuss stereotypes, both of themselves and of the other side, and they engage in question and answer sessions. These exercises are meant to heal divisions within a family or other social group. This workshop applies them to the political divide.
These are not mostly purples. These are red and blues. But they are willing to listen. And what I believe is that a lot of Americans are willing to listen.
Doherty has been running these workshops since late last year, just a few weeks after the election. The program is called Better Angels, and it holds itself out as a political movement in the making. It's held 40 workshops so far across the Midwest, the Northeast, and the South. David Blankenhorn is the organization's president and founder.
We'd ultimately like to bring together political leaders and everybody else, but beginning at the level of just citizen to citizen, can we talk to one another? Can we at least recognize the goodwill of the other side?
But organizers admit one of the biggest challenges they face is selection bias. Participants have to want to hear the other side and have the means to spend a day getting it. This group meeting just outside Nashville is overwhelmingly white, Judeo-Christian, and middle class. Even one of the participants, Beth Mallow, wonders whether she's truly hearing the other side. She describes herself as a moderate, fiscally conservative Democrat.
So when you were imagining the other side, the person you wanted to meet, what was the 180?
For me, it was really understanding somebody who, let's say, voted for Donald Trump, and what it was that motivated him. Was it wanting change?
But no ardent Donald Trump supporters showed up for this particular workshop. Several from the conservative group confessed they didn't even vote for him. Those that did generally aren't happy with his performance. But one person who is on hand is Greg Smith. He's driven all the way from southwestern Ohio to sit in as an observer. Back in the spring, the self-described hardcore conservative took part in one of the first red-blue workshops. He met a Muslim man, and Smith says they've become friends, meeting for lunch and even going to a service at his Pentecostal church. Soon, they plan to visit a mosque.
It's been an eye-opener. I've actually changed my viewpoint of some people, even President Obama. I've changed the way I've looked at some things.
Smith is now training to become a Better Angels moderator. He hopes to lead these conversations in his community. For NPR News, I'm Chaz Sisk in Nashville.